These four astronauts are about to make a historic journey. Mission Specialist Rex Wallheim, Commander Chris Ferguson, Pilot Doug Hurley, and Mission Specialist Sandra Magnus make up the last crew to fly aboard a NASA space shuttle. Magnus remembers when she first saw a space shuttle roar into the skies back in 1981.
I was in high school and, it was just pretty spectacular to see something launching with people in it, even on TV. It's like, wow, look at that. You know, that's really cool. It looks like an airplane, but it's launching like a rocket. Wow.
All members of this Atlantis crew have flown on space shuttles before. But this time, it is different because NASA is retiring the shuttle fleet at the end of this mission. Commander Ferguson spoke to reporters during a brief break in training.
We consider ourselves fortunate, lucky. We haven't talked about this, I think each of us feels a little perhaps extra burden to make sure that we put on the best possible face forward for the last go-around of this, and the crew's very prepared.
The astronauts readied for this mission with ascent training in a simulator, water survival training, running through emergency scenarios, such as a fake fire on a mock-up of the space station, preparing in virtual reality labs and more simulators, reviewing the tools they might need in space, and practicing post-landing exits from a mock-up of the shuttle. The crew says it is ready for this final mission.
We're going to go out and do a fantastic job, and like I said, when it's all over at the very end, I think that's when the enormity of it is going to hit us.
This last shuttle flight will help to restock the International Space Station. Although NASA is retiring its shuttle fleet, the United States has committed to funding the space station through 2020. The orbiting lab is as capable as it is today because of the shuttle program, says Magnus.
Now you will see this huge monster building in space. You will see science racks and experiment facilities that are on board because the shuttle could take them there.
The space outpost, where people have lived continuously for more than a decade, remains a visible legacy of the 30-year-old shuttle program. Suzanne Presto, VOA News.
Discovery was the first shuttle to ever do this maneuver back during